And hello, good people of interest. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woo Woo. This episode, we're back in the forest, and I want to talk a bit about the whole idea of why labelling ourselves is very much limiting ourselves, or at least it is when I do it. Your mileage may vary, of course. And we are back in the forest, as is the best place to do all videos, and to spend all your time when you can. I was hoping after the lockdown that I would get out to more forests more often, but I've been very busy with different things. Not complaining, just telling the facts. I'm enjoying my busyness too, so it's not a punishment. But it is great to get out to the trees, and you can hear the stream in the background if the mic picks that up. And I can instantly feel calmness setting in me that I don't get in other places. It's just like there's a serenity, a quietude, if that's a word, and like a pushing down, or not really pushing down, because that sounds oppressive. It's like a release where you ground it. There you go. It's exactly what it is. So what I want to talk a bit about is this whole idea that I mentioned in a previous video that I said I'd do a video about and then kind of proceeded to talk about it for a while. It's this idea of how I've become very aware of the labels that I put on myself and how much they have limited me and kind of held me back and stopped me from having a good time, really. When we're teenagers, this kind of effect of labeling is the most pronounced, or at least it's the most obvious, in that we very much put ourselves into categories. You know, when you're at school, you're in America, you have jock and nerd or whatever it is. We don't really use the word jock over here. In fact, in Scotland, jock means something. It's like, it's a different thing. And it's so much so that the artist, Jock, who is Scottish, he has continually explained that that's not what his name is, nothing to do with sports. Anyway, whatever that's about. So yeah, we have these different labels. You know, when you can be into metal, or you can be into, I don't know, indie music, or you can be into sports, but you can't be into science. In fact, when I was at school, we had to make a choice in the subject between science and art. And so it was like kind of saying, if you're into art, then you can't be into science. And if you're into science, you definitely wouldn't be into art. Which seems a very ludicrous kind of thing looking back, in that, you know, that we have this kind of thing that you can't be, in a sense, I suppose, good at two different disparate parts of, you know, education, or you know, of two different, very different interests. And I was massively into science and was massively into art, obviously. And in fact, I did much better in my science exams after the first year in secondary school than I did in my art. But it was obviously art I wanted to pursue at that point, even though pursuing it through secondary school did kind of destroy my love of art, mostly because of my art teacher and just lack of, I suppose, interest in what I was doing and the type of art for people around me. But anyway, so it's just kind of over the years, I sort of noticed that I was labelling myself and pigeonholing myself and only allowing myself to be in one box at a time. And even down to very simple things like, if you're into one type of music, then you can't be into other types of music. Or, you know, and it's kind of like you force yourself in that kind of labelling thing of like, well, I'm into metal. And I was never really into metal, but I like some metal. I was into rock music, but I like the whole host of music. A good kind of way of explaining this is, two of my favourite guitar solos of all time is the guitar solo from My Friends by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which is done by Dave Navarro, which is essentially just an octave riff with an amazing F bend on it that is just class. And the other favourite solo is Get the Funk Out by Extreme, which is the most kind of hair metal guitar virtuoso solo, you know, really over the top, but amazing technique, absolutely amazing. If you know anyone who's into guitar, if you're into guitar yourself, then you're probably aware of that solo, as it's like it's held aloft as guitar players in many circles, anyway, in my circles, anyway. And so it was kind of when I remember at one point when I was in bands, I was about 18 or 19, and a friend of mine saying that I couldn't be into those two type of solos, and in a sense, I had to make a decision what I was going to be. And this kind of peer pressure that it was like, oh, you either into, you know, that kind of shitty, as he would point it, you know, Steve Vai stuff, or you're into, you know, the proper good kind of, I don't know, feeling music. There's a big thing in music, I'm sure it's in kind of every circle, I suppose, because I found it in photography as well. It's this kind of abhorrence of technical knowledge or theory knowledge, that as soon as you know theory, it's in some way people have disdain for that, and you know, people kind of go, oh well, I just go by feel, I know not. And it's like a badge that they wear of that they, you know, of their ignorance, in a sense. And it comes from, I suppose, in music, it comes from an awful lot of famous people saying they don't know any theory, which for the most part, just so you know, is a fucking lie. And so people think it's cool or not to know this thing. But that doesn't really happen in any other kind of area. Imagine if you were an engineer and you turned up to work and someone goes, so we need you to to engineer this thing, whatever engineers say, measure this thing. And the guy just pulls out, doesn't pull out his instruments, doesn't pull out, goes, no, I just like to feel this. You know, I just go with feel. I think knowing this stuff is kind of, it holds you back. It holds you back. It doesn't make you feel, it doesn't get you in touch with your soul. You imagine, I'm an accountant going, yeah, I don't really like adding up numbers correctly, you know, because I don't really know that. I found that would stifle my creativity as an accountant. So I just kind of feel it, just kind of go with it. But we have that in music, and it's mostly in art, because you have it in photography too, I noticed, where people wouldn't have any interest in the history of art, wouldn't know an awful lot of technical stuff outside of, there was kind of a certain thing that you had to know. And then anything above that was kind of seen, kind of looked down at, which is very weird, you know. And you don't have it in all music, because, you know, if you want to be a violinist or, you know, in an orchestra, you have to go completely the opposite, and you have to be very technical and very on top of all that. But so there's this kind of thing then in music, I suppose, that the first thing I know is that you have you can be a feel person or you can be a technical person, and both sides kind of just, you know, look down on each other. So then it was kind of what I noticed was happening, and this is in hindsight, I was kind of aware of it, but I wasn't fully aware of it at the time, that if I was doing one thing, or say I wanted to do comics or I wanted to do art, that was always I allowed myself to do, because I thought you could only be one thing. You know, so what happened then when I was a sound engineer, the kind of art thing fell because I wanted to be a guitarist. You know, I wanted to be a rock star, all of that kind of stuff. And so the art fell to the wayside, not because I'd less time, because I had plenty of time, because when I was doing the music thing, it was mostly just the weekends and the early part of the week I had to myself. And so it just felt that, no, I'm in the box a musician and I can't do this other thing. And I kind of spent years not enjoying other stuff because I had labelled myself in one box, to the point even in art where it goes, I'm a comic artist, that's what I do, focus, because we're told, you know, Anthony Robbins, all this kind of stuff, focus on the thing, on the exact thing you want. And I think that for me was very unhelpful, because it wasn't until I kind of widened the parameters of what I could be that things started working for me, when I wasn't so steadfast in comic, and I went, right, art, what is it? Then the 40 servants arrived. Then a whole other thing kind of opened up, because I had so pigeonholed myself or stuck myself in a box, delineated kind of my life and what I was allowed to do creatively. And then when I was kind of doing YouTube stuff and the magic stuff came out, it goes, well, if I'm the magic guy, I can't really be the art guy. And then, you know, because the music at this point had long gone, because that was like totally in the back burner for a million reasons I've spoken about in other videos. And then I just at one point went, oh, good luck, I'm going to be the magic guy, the art guy. And then recently again, I've reclaimed the musician thing. And it's wonderful, because it's like you don't have to be just one thing. And it's like such an obvious statement. But it's like it's something that I think an awful lot of us suffer from, that we feel we have to be this one thing. It's like, are you the metal head? Are you the indie head? And you're not allowed to go, well, I kind of like a lot of metal, but, you know, I like a lot of indie stuff, I like a lot of classical stuff, but I'm not a classical head. No, I like music, and I enjoy all these different types of music, or I like particular types of art, or I can get into different types of guitar solos, or it can be, you know, that's why I love Chaos Magic, and the kind of moniker that is Chaos Magic, because it allows you to be whoever you want. Like today, I am into grimoires. Tomorrow I am into egregores. Next week I'm a complete atheist. The following week I am whatever I am. And it's like that, and it's totally allowable within that, in the parameters of Chaos Magic. In fact, encouraged, you know, in the whole sense of the belief shifting thing. So when we have a Chaos Magic approach to our life, then we have to allow ourselves to stop limiting ourselves into who we are and what we are. And be okay that we are the tarot reader who also loves to cycle. We are the musician who loves to draw, who loves magic, who loves to read, or whatever it is. And I know what kind of, when it comes to, say, creative stuff, like people ask me when they're doing podcasts and YouTube stuff, you know, that the same, you're told that you kind of need a niche, you know, and go for a niche or whatever. And I understand that. I understand that where it's coming from, because you know yourself, if you're looking for something on YouTube and you go to a channel and it's a bit, you know, it doesn't really know what it is, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to follow. Like if you've gone because you want to learn a guitar solo, but he also does, you know, I don't know, paints vans or something like that. spray paints fans. I could see that people would understand, would want to have a kind of a dedicated thing. But my kind of thing on it is that the niche that you're going for is you, not the kind of subjects that you're around. You know, it's not the things. It's not, if you are a tarot reader, have it that your channel, your podcast, your life is about you and not about the tarot. And do your tarot stuff, and you know, but that it opens you up to all this other stuff that you're able to do then when you're the focus, and not in an egomaniac kind of way, but it's like, go have like Adventures in Woo-Woo, the YouTube channel, the podcast, all of that stuff. While it's ostensibly about magic, it's also about art, it's also about music, it's also about documentaries, it's also about photography, it's also about all of these things, because the focus is me in a sense rather than magic. And that was kind of always the kind of goal of Adventures in Woo Woo, is like living your life, testing all of these things out through the lens of a chaos magic thing, but by doing your art, doing your different things and all that. So then recently, when I kind of got back into the music or whatever, I'd noticed that I had labeled or put it myself in the box of that I can't do the magic thing, I can't do the art thing and the music thing, because there's too many things. I'm already pushing it by having two things, the art and the magic thing, and that's unacceptable, but I seem to be able to, you know, to ride that or balance that and keep that going, and people seem okay with it. And then when I put the album or the EP out with the comics and the 47 stuff during the Corona bundle, and it was totally in a sense accepted, well, of course, you know, you also do music or this thing, and I was like going, oh, here, why have I been limiting myself and not allowing myself to express myself in whatever way is it wants to come out, just because we as a society and me as a person have decided that you're only allowed to be one thing at a time. And it's very liberating to allow yourself to be whoever you want, and to be this week into magic, next week into music, the following week into art, whatever it is, like, while still, you know, keeping in with it. It's not that you drop everything, but it's just, it means that it's okay, and you allow yourself to develop an interest in something that may be slightly off the path of what your, you know, your main thrust is. And that will feed back into your main thing. Like, the music will feed back into the art. The magic obviously feeds into the art. The magic obviously feeds into the music. It's something I'm in the middle of as well. So it's probably, I'll be able to explain it a bit better in a year's time when I look back at this and kind of see the, you know, because I'm in flux at the minute and it's still kind of walking into this whole thing. But it's very liberating. That's my word of the day, liberating. So I would advise you, if you want to do something, of course it's up to you. Who am I to advise anyone and all that? I can just say, here's something that, here's how I view the world. Might be, you know, helpful to you. So I would say, look at all the different kind of things you are. If you're, I don't know, a nurse, and you also want to be, you know, a rock star, you go, well, I can't because I'm a nurse, and that's not kind of, you know, in sync with that. Allow yourself to want to be the rock star too. Allow yourself to want to be a metaler who also is into knitting. Allow yourself to be the classical guy who also loves a little bit of New Kids on the Block. Who knows? I have no idea. And stop limiting ourselves, and stop, the main kind of thing is thinking that you can only be one thing or one thing at a time, or that you're only allowed a certain parameter or certain limit within it. Like, that the music thing is a good example of that. You're only allowed one genre of music, and that's who you are. And I think that's not helpful. Certainly wasn't helpful for me, certainly limited my life and held me back in many creative ways, because I was trying to funnel who I was down one tunnel rather than seeing that there's a load of tunnels and each of them are, as you know, usable as everything else, other than I have put a limiting factor on it. To tie it into the 47s, this would be in the wheelhouse of the devil completely. It's self-imposed limitations that you've put on yourself rather than an outside force, even though there is a kind of a creep in of that, of societal pressure and peer pressure and stuff like that. It's still ultimately, in this case, you who's limiting yourself, because you can just tell other people to go fuck themselves. You know what I mean? Just go, well, I'm into classical music and New Kids on the Block, and, you know, like it or lump it. Easier to do as you get older. Very hard when it's in that pronounced, very obvious stage when you're a teenager. But I think we carry it over into adulthood, and it gets buried in there that you have to be in this group, and to be in this group, I suppose ultimately it's tribalism, you know, in a different form. So yeah, got to the rambly stage, so that's my cue to leave, as always. I hope you enjoy some of the shots that I've put in at the beginning anyway of the area here. It's a beautiful area. It's lovely to be involved in and love to be here, and I hope to get out here soon. If you can get to a forest or a wood or beside a stream, please do go, because it's definitely helpful in this type of time. But if it's not safe in your area, or it's not, you know, it's not the law, you're kind of in lockdown or whatever, don't do that. But try some equivalent. Hang out with a houseplant and look at the rain through the window with your new friend, the houseplant. And don't limit yourself to your human-only friends. You can also have plant friends. So, good people of the internet, until our next time, our next adventure, I don't even know my own catchphrase anymore, may our best days be ahead, and be well.